Summer is coming to an end. Yes, I said it. And kids are going back to school. For some, that means access to school breakfast and lunches, and that they won't have to go hungry anymore. Thousands of schools, community centers, and libraries are trying to bridge the food gap by serving free meals to kids during the summer. But nationwide, they only reach about 1 in 6 children who qualify for free or reduced-price lunch during the school year. Erin Mendelson reports on these programs and starts out in Oakland, California.
For a librarian, Brian Boyce puts up with a lot of noise. In the teen zone of the biggest library in the city that claims to be one of the most racially diverse in America, kids play video games, and nobody whispers. It's a few minutes after noon.
Would you like a lunch?
Boyce makes the rounds. Once he's got a count, he wheels out an old cart. It's the kind you'd use to reshelve books and movies, but this one carts around shrink-wrapped lunches.
I can see in some of the teens' eyes that this is a really big service to them and that it means a lot to their health.
On this summer afternoon, the library serves 42 lunches to kids under 18. About 20 of those kids eat in the teen zone on the second floor. The rest are served in the basement in a makeshift cafeteria staffed by volunteers. Here, parents bring younger kids, like Janice Penn. She's getting ready for sixth grade in the fall, and today she's here to enjoy the meal.
Sandwich with ham and celery and apple and milk. It tastes really good.
So you and your sister come here a lot?
Well, we don't come here a lot, but we come here like a few times a week.
Yeah, they both, my daughter, 11, and this one is 4. Yeah, almost 5.
That's Wei Peng, their dad. He says summer lunches are a big help for his family.
Prepare the lunch at home, we need to spend a lot of time, but if we come here, they just eat. You know, save time and money.
California isn't the only state where families struggle to feed their kids during the summer. It's an issue in Pennsylvania, too.
Hi, I'm John Dornbos, Philadelphia Eagles long snapper. We all know that it's important for kids to eat healthy, right? But did you know that when school is out, kids can get free nutritious meals all summer long?
That's a robocall that went out earlier this year to families in the school district of Philadelphia.
Statewide in Pennsylvania, about 565,000 children will receive free or reduced price meals at school each year. But only about 1 in 5 of those children participate in summer meals. So that's a big drop off. And you can imagine the opportunity for poor nutrition and even hunger during the summer months is extreme.
That's Lauren Wall of the Greater Philadelphia Coalition Against Hunger. Her group put together that robocall and works to get the word out about places where kids can get a free lunch over the summer. She says getting the word out, especially at this time of year, can be a challenge.
Yeah, most people, I think, when they think of summer, they think of camp and trips to the shore. But that's obviously not the reality for many, many children and many children in Philadelphia. They don't get to go away and they don't often have enough to eat. And that's a real problem.
In Pennsylvania, there are more than 2,000 sites where kids can get a free meal. It costs the federal government about $13 million to operate those. Wall says it's not hard to imagine why these meals matter.
When kids start skipping meals, we know that that interferes with all sorts of things. It interferes with their growth. It interferes with their ability to learn. It interferes with their health.
So while kids can go hungry during the summer, they can also eat the wrong kinds of calories. Soda and fried foods can fill kids up, Wall says, but they're no substitute for a healthy meal. And while we typically associate hunger with weight loss, researchers have noticed unhealthy weight gain during summers. Back in Oakland, librarian Brian Boyce has seen that firsthand. He says these free meals are a solution.
So, you know, like teens that would normally go to McDonald's across the street are now coming here for lunch, and they and their parents can spend their money on something else.
As lunch wraps up at the cafeteria in Oakland, parents escort their kids out into the sunshine of a beautiful summer day. Despite efforts to keep kids eating healthy meals year-round, lunchrooms like this in schools, churches, and community centers across the country are struggling to get the word out. The USDA has experimented with EBT public assistance cards for summer food, giving families flexibility beyond asking them to show up at a lunchroom like the one in Oakland. But regardless of where these kids get their lunch during the summer, the stakes are high. A number of reports have found that if low-income youth don't get the right food, or enough food, they're more likely to fall behind once the school year begins. For The Pulse, I'm Aaron Mendelson in Oakland.